Maseches Erevin, our Masechta for tonight, has 10 prakim and 2 topics. The first is Tzuras HaPesach and the Rishuyos. It's the same topic. Tzuras HaPesach and the domains, your Makoros await you.
Thank you very much.
And Rishuyos, my pleasure. And the Rishuyos, the different domains of homes and alleyways and everything like that. Houses were built within courtyards, and courtyards would open to an alley. Courtyards were open to an alley. So the mavoi, an alley, which is the way the Masechta begins, would open then to the public domain, to the public thoroughfare. Again, houses were built within courtyards. Courtyards were open to an alley, and the alley would open to the public domain, to the Rishus HaRabim. There were 2 types of alleyways. The first that the Mishnayos and Erevin speak about is a mavoi susum, a closed alleyway. It only opened to Rishus HaRabim on one side, on one of its sides. That's a mavoi susum, a closed alleyway. The second is a mavoi mefulash, mem fe vav lamed shin. Very good. Open on 2 sides. It would have 2 mechitzos facing each other, but it would be open on 2 sides. Each chatzer is considered a Rishus HaYachid. Each independent chatzer is considered a Rishus HaYachid. Even though many people live there, it's mutter min haTorah to carry there. The same goes for a mavoi susum. Midrabanan, you cannot carry there. This is important to get down, because what I was talking about was on a level of Deoraisa, Yoshua, and Shua. Deoraisa. Midrabanan, you are not allowed to carry there until you put, get this down, a lechi or a korah.
This is for a mavoi susum.
It's for a mavoi mefulash also, which is why I said it really goes for both. But you need, in order to set up a Tzuras HaPesach, you need for both. You can't carry there until you put a lechi, which is a pole at the entrance to the Rishus HaRabim, or place a korah, which is a crossbeam across the top, across the 2 mechitzos. This way you can tell that there's a mechitza on the 4th side of the mavoi. It's been an interesting week. This way you can tell that there's a mechitza on the 4th side of the mavoi. Or it's to tell the difference between the mavoi and the Rishus HaRabim.
Thanks.
If a mavoi sasum has either a lechi or a korah, it's considered as if it's a Rishus HaYachid. If a closed mavoi, a closed alleyway, has either a lechi or a korah, it's considered as if it's a Rishus HaYachid, and min haTorah, all of those living in the mavoi can carry from chatzeros to a mavoi and vice versa. And again, midrabanan, though we're concerned, people will think if they can carry from a chatzer to a mavoi, right? Midrabanan, we're concerned, people will think if they can carry from a chatzer to a mavoi, then Rishus HaRabim is mutter too. So midrabanan, since we're afraid of that, that's why you can't carry from the courtyard to the house and vice versa. You cannot carry from the chatzer to the house unless you make a Erev, unless you make an Erev. All residents before Shabbos place food in one resident's house. People do it in the shul also. And in that way, all of their domains are connected to each other. All of their reshuyos are connected to each other. Now let's go through some makoros. What are some of the concepts related to the different reshuyos? We open with our Masechta, our Chorav Zman Masechta, we did last week. The Gemara in Shabbos on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, when speaking about different Rishuyos, speaks about a Rishus HaYachid and tells us, Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad LaRakia. The exact Rishus can go all the way to the sky. There's no maximum height to seal off a Rishus HaYachid. Anybody tells you there's a maximum height doesn't know what they're talking about. There's no maximum height to seal off a Rishus HaYachid. The Rush in Erevin, in the 9th perek, Erevin, as we said, has 10 prakim, so the Rush in the 9th perek of Erevin, Simon Beis, Tes Beis, says, this idea is based on, and you know this from the first perek of Sukkah, Ariel, Zach, calm down, Ariel, Zach,
first 4 daf a minute.
Borderline. Okay, we'll include Yoshua. This idea is based on good Asik. No, you're fine. This idea is based on good Asik. what's called good asik mechitzda.
Like G-O-O-D or like
Gimel Vav Dalid. Well, if you learned Daf Dalid, right? So good asik mechitzda. That once you make, listen to the definition, it's important to get down. Good asik mechitzda means once you make a wall of 10 tfachim, that wall has an imaginary line, which is Ola Adla Shamayim. Yeah. And has no limit. That's why Etzuras HaPesach constitutes a good Erev. That's good asik mechitzda. Oh, very good. Okay. That pun was completely unintended. There's also lavud. We should know the concepts. There's also lavud. Lavud is if there are breaks in the mechitzos. The mechitzos are mechitzos. I'll tell you what we have in short. Mechitzos means walls. If there are breaks in the walls less than three tvachim, that's okay.
Yeah, they do that in a lot of sukkahs at Rasa.
There are instances, as we just mentioned, when you don't even need mechitzos. There's another where you can have a reshus hayachid without mechitzos. You can have a reshus hayachid. We're coming up on the next concept, so get your pen ready. There's reshus hayachid without mechitzos. That's called chorei reshus hayachid, where the Gemara in Erevin, by chorei from the word hole, chorei reshus hayachid, the Gemara in Erevin, daf tzadi ches amud beis, tells us a ledge by a window, you're allowed to place items on it and remove items from it on Shabbos. And Rashi,
isn't that not 4x4?
Why would that not allow you?
Doesn't the Gemara in Shabbos say that has to be 4x4? And
in order to allow you, you're saying?
Yeah, to be should be Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but this is so you're right, but this is a new concept. I mean, this is what the Gemara is introducing, called the Chorei Rosh Hashayachid. Also, it's Rosh Hashayachid.
What?
But this Chorei Rosh Hashayachid belongs to Rosh Hashayachid. Yeah. But that's the real answer. The other answer is that it's an entirely new concept. Rashi defines Chorei Rosh Hashayachid. Rashi says Tzadi Ches Med Beis in Erevin tells us it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Those 4 tefachim, picture, you know, a ledge a little bit, those 4 tefachim protrude out from a window of a Rosh Hashayachid. It's elevated 10 tefachim from the ground, belonging to a Rosh HaRabim, and is a Rosh HaYachid, even though the mechitzos do not surround the ledge. It's still considered to be a Rosh HaYachid. This is because the ledge is considered. This idea, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Shin Nun Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Paskins, it's considered Chorei Rosh Hashayachid, holes of a Rosh Hashayachid. There used to be a problem with people transporting water for their animals from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim on Shabbos because they would make rest stops. But people would rest on the side of big highways, which are Rosh Hasharabim, and the pits or the wells there are Rosh Hashayachid. So the Gemara said, this new concept we'll introduce, another concept, the Chachamim allowed you, this is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Shua. The Gemara in Erevin, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, says the Chachamim allowed you to make Pase Biraos. Now you're going to look at me and say, that's Chinese. That's also the name of a parak in Erevin. So let's get familiar with the prakin, the names, Pase Biraos. A little bit of Musar before Musar, never heard anyone. Pase Biraos. My phone's on airplane mode, but I'm sure you saw or you responded, whatever, when I said I couldn't make Musar. I responded to you. So, because I only saw your text later.
Oh, yeah, I'll be going to get it at 11:20.
Yeah. Okay, great.
But I got it even earlier.
Great, okay. The Chacham in Baruch Hashem. The Chacham allowed you to make Pase Biraos. Pase Biraos, Pei Samich Yud, and then Biraos, are 4 or 8 planks of wood. 1 amma wide, 10 tfachim tall, and that's a Rosh Hashayachid. 1 amma wide and 10 tfachim tall. That's a Rosh Hashayachid. The wells themselves are the Rosh Hashayachid. The wells on the side of the road are Rosh Hashayachid. The only problem is that the Rosh Hasharabim is going through these Pasei Biraos. And the Gemara in Erevin Daf Chaf Beis introduces another concept. You're going to have a problem of Asi Rabim Umavatal Mechitzda. The fact that so many people are walking through, it's going to be Mevatal the fact that there's a wall here. You have a problem if you have hundreds of thousands of people walking under a Lechi or a Korah.
Why?
because it's impossible to be that you're going to take that Rishus HaYachid seriously. You have tons of people walking through, so it's impossible to take that Rishus HaYachid seriously, yeah. The way to avoid this problem of having the Rabbim negate the Mechitza is only when you have, next concept, a Rabbim of Rishus HaRabbim. What does that mean? A Rabbim of Rishus HaRabbim, which constitutes a Rishus HaRabbim d'Oraisa. You won't have that. So the Gemara says, just, you know, the facts on the ground. I mean, that's the one thing to worry about. But Lamaisa, you're almost never going to have that. So you have no need to worry. Because, we quoted this last week in our first of six topics with 24 prakim in Masach HaShabbos, we did the Malacha of Hotzah, Hotzah of Achnasa. So we said, there's a machlokas whether you need, you'll remember this from exactly a week ago, there's a machlokas whether you need 600,000 people walking through every day in cars, right? Walking through in cars, or just a city that can hold 600,000 people. We're Mekel, and it's mutter to carry in those questionable cities. You're not sure, so we're Mekel. We said a Rishus HaRabbim is 600,000 people. The Gra defines that to mean walking down a street every day. That's the Gra. The Gra requires walking down a street every day, 600,000 people. The Mishnah Berurah says it just has to be a place that can hold 600,000 people. Machlokes, the Gra, and the Mishnah Berurah.
What was the Gra's opinion?
Walking down a street any day. Every day there's got to be 600,000 people walking down.
Times Square?
Maybe Times Square. Maybe. We saw that before. So, I mean, but it's a separate article. What you were asking me, the Hilchos Erev and Shalom you asked me before, is... No. We're in the meat of Zeroyim, yeah. We're in the grind of Zeroyim. But Rav Moshe says, for these purposes, walking and driving, pedestrians or cars are the same. That's Rav Moshe.
Not necessarily as a whole 600,000 people, just 600,000 people pass through.
Which?
According to the Mishnah Berurah, it has to hold 600,000 people. That's different than the grill, because the grill doesn't say it has to hold. It has to pass through it. So.
Right.
It's much harder,
right?
Right, it's much harder to have it, yeah.
Say, but you could have a city that doesn't hold 600,000, but 600,000 people. So you can't possibly hold 600,000.
Right, so according to that, which is why we'd probably be note them more towards the city that can hold it, but yeah. A city where people walk through, rather, yeah. The Rambam, our favorite. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Yudalid, Halacha Aleph, 14:1, Zachary. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Aleph tells us cities, marketplaces, and other public domains and locations are considered Rishus HaRabbim as long as they are 16 amos wide, that's 24 feet wide, and don't have a ceiling. This is all learned from stuff we did last week in our first subtopic, our first topic, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Tesamid Aleph, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Hey Amid Aleph.
Wait, how many amos wide? Sorry, 24 feet?
16 amos, 24 feet. 16 amos, 24 feet.
What would be the halakha about a shot? It's covered, but it's
maybe
it's
just... Ooh.
That's a good question.
Nice.
Zachary.
Wow.
When your father was here, you know, you were also, you're taking good notes, asking good questions. And now he's going, you're still going strong. It's amazing. What?
They left a lasting impact.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He knew those three cases of Reish Lakish over Yochanan.
Yeah,
I knew one, and he knew the other one. Anyway. Yeah, anyway. I'm not sure about the Shuk.
Assume it's Rishus
HaRabbim. But yeah, you probably assume Rishus HaRabbim, yeah.
There's so many people going through.
So many people going through. Assume it's Rishus HaRabbim. How could it not be?
Probably can't hold it.
Okay.
No way you can hold that.
The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Vav Mid Aleph, now back to business, explains there are three types of Rishus HaRabbim. One is called a Sartaya. That's a road between cities. Sartaya with a tes, with a tet.
Can you spell that out, please?
Samech Resh Tet Yud Aleph. A road between cities. The second is a Platya. Pei Lamed Tet Yud Aleph. Platya. I feel like I'm in a spelling bee. Platya. Marketplace. And the third is something we did before. Mavuos HaMefulash. A Mavui Mefulash. Alleyways in the city open on... open on both ends that are 16 amos wide. The Ramban in Erevin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph says maybe for a road between cities you don't need 600,000 people passing through.
I have no idea.
But the Ramban says maybe for a road between two cities, you don't need 600,000 people passing through. But within the city, you need 600,000 people. A road between two cities belongs to everyone. Belongs to everyone in both cities. That's the Ramban. Tosfos so in Erevin.
So that would obviously add up to 600,000 people. According to Ramban.
Yeah, probably. Tosfos in Erevin, Davov Medalef, says for a Mavui Mefulash, yeah.
Ramban says that there has to be 600,000 people walking through it.
No, you don't. You don't. Right. Tosfos explained in Erevin Davav Medbeis that for a Mavi Mefulash, for a Mavi that's open, even if at some point in the Mavi it narrows its width and it's no longer 16 amos wide, it's still considered a Rishus HaRabim. I wanted to say that it was based on the principle of Menachos that we did last year, known as Kol Aroy Labila in Bila Ma'akevispo. Once it's Roy from the beginning, the fact that it gets Pasal after, I thought that was legit. That's my Chiddush. If it's Kfir, I'm sorry. It'll be the second point of Kfir this week, but at least.
Third.
Very good. That's fair. Honesty is the best policy. Honest Abe. Honest Zach. Okay. The Rush, I'm not saying that I'm right, but I thought that, right, I always say, everything needs a makor. So, you know, everything needs to be backed up. The Rush in Erevin, in Simen Ches, Perek Aleph, Simen Ches, the Rush in Aleph Ches, in Erevin, quotes the Ri, that a Mavoi, 13 Amos, and a third, with two ends open to the Rosh Hasharabim, is also considered to be Rosh Hasharabim min HaTorah. This is a general rule that if a mavui is less than 16 amos, it's still a Rosh Hasharabim as long as it opens to a Rosh Hasharabim on both sides. Very important to get down. It doesn't need, I mean, it should be 16 amos wide, but it doesn't need to be as long as it's open to Rosh Hasharabim on both sides. There is a machlokas rishonim.
What if it's...
whether you need it to be open on both sides or just one side is enough.
Cash.
What? Yeah.
It's not a good question.
Okay.
It is, whatever.
Okay. There's a question whether you need mefulash straight. This is, I think, part of the Manhattan Erishayla. If it's not, then it's part, I believe it is. If it's not, it's part of countless other communities and cities. There's a question, another concept, whether you need mefulash open, mishar l'shar or not. From one end of the city to the other, does it need to be open? Does it need to be in a straight, you know, road? And of course you have side roads. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, just straight. So the Meiri in Erevin says you do need it straight from one side to the other. You do need mechuvan mishar l'shar. From the word kavana, that it's focused. Mechuvan mishar l'shar. The Meiri. I was preparing one of the shiurim. This might be the first time recording the Meiri all year. I'm not sure. But I believe so. So I'll just say, I was preparing, and I'm a few months ahead on my preparation of shiurim. I was preparing a shiur with the Meiri at the end of Seder Moed, which is closer to Purim time, Abba Alein Latova. And Rav Soloveitchik has a bunch of chidushim that I was preparing also as part of the shiur, and Rav Soloveitchik says in the shiur that he doesn't like the Meiri. And I'm going to say this when we get to, I think it was Chagiga, which is the shiur Motzei Tanis Esther after our Chabura Hoedown and Breakfast, and then we're going to have shiur. And Rav Soloveitchik like dismisses the Meiri. And then I realized, while seeing Rav Soloveitchik doesn't agree with the Meiri at all, Rav Soloveitchik is not part of this sugya, but Rav Soloveitchik disagrees with the Meiri, that they said that Rav Soloveitchik, like, totally didn't think the Meiri was, like, legit. Like, he, whatever, like, they made a skit in YU for the Perm School, Rav Soloveitchik was there, and they, and, like, you know, so certain people come into the classroom, you know, like the story goes. So the Rambam comes in, and Rav Soloveitchik is, like, you know, macht, like, you know, azak covered. He stands up, he salutes, and, like, a whole thing. And the Meiri walks in, and Rav Soloveitchik, like, kicks him out of the shiur room. He's like, get out of my shiur room. So, yeah, I don't know. But the Meiri, anyway, the Meiri, Mechivas Kavod, the Meiri, says you do need it straight, Mechuvan Mishar L'Shar. The Rivash says in his Shailos Uchuvos, the Rivash says no, the path can be crooked. The path can be crooked, that's the Rivash. We paskin like Rav, a crooked alleyway is considered open on both ends. By extension, no pun intended, there's a discussion about a walled city. Specifically in an Ir Mukefes Choma, you need it to be straight. Yerushalayim. Yeah. Shushan. Yeah. Specifically in the Imru Kefes Choma, you need it to be straight. But in an unwalled city, the path is allowed to be crooked. That's the chiluk. That's what Rashi, that's how Rashi is mechalek. Rashi, in Eruvin, in the first parak, Davav Mud Aleph Yosef, tells us that that's the difference between Imru Kefes Choma and a city that's unwalled. This requirement of Mefulash Mishar Lishar, otherwise known as Mechuvan Mishar Lishar, is because the domain needs to be similar to the setup of the Digle Midbar. The way each Shevet encamped, which is when you learn Parshas Bamidbar, so you can understand that the way they encamped, that's the way that certain halachas from Erevin are learned from there. The Ramban speaks about Yerushalayim Yarkodesh. Get this down. The Ramban in Erevin Davav says, as far as Yerushalayim is concerned, says the Ramban, since its gates are directly opposite one another and straight from one end to the other, and Shlomo, welcome back to Chabura, it's an Irmu Kefes Choma, you would have been chayav for carrying there. And it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim, if not for the fact that its sha'arim d'lasos are ne'ulin balayla. Its doors are locked at night, which is another principle in Erevin. That's when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. In Yerushalayim today, and Manhattan, I didn't know I had it in my notes, and Manhattan, they have big pull-out doors, and they only close them on certain nights. If we're aware of like where they are, but they have these big pull-out doors. Maybe all you need are doors that are ra'ui to be closed. I didn't even know my notes later on. Menachos Daf Yud Zayin Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah there, Mishnayis Baal Peh, fellas, Mishnayis Baal Peh. Maybe all you need are doors that are ra'ui to be closed. What? They have, but the question is whether the postum are referring to that, because that's not at the end of the city. But I mean, yeah, okay, it could be. You can't carry Yerushalayim without an Eruv, which we have. I remember the first Shabbos I made Aliyah, I was in Grus. So Yerushalayim... They say Shrag is only 10 minutes from Eretz Yisrael, right? So they say that about Grus also. But it's all good. They're close to each other. Doors don't usually close off the city, so it's still considered to be a Rosh Hashanah. But I remember the first Shabbos I was here, the Eruv in Yerushalayim Yar Kodesh was down. It's like a big bummer. I'm like, why did I make Aliyah? But anyway, like I'm going back to NJ. But but doors don't usually close off the city. It's still considered to be Rosh Hashanah. What are some issues with the Tzuras HaPesach? What?
Who says that?
Nobody says that specifically. That's just a clout.
That's Rav Dovi.
Chidushi Haradaf? Chidushi Haradaf off the daf. Yeah. Divrei Dovi. Okay. What are some issues with the Tzuras HaPesach? When I come out with my Sefer on Brachos, which might be in English, when I come out with my Sefer on Brachos, maybe it'll be called Divrei Dovi, I will see. What are some issues with the Tzuras HaPesach? We'll see. But I'd rather come out with a Sefer on, like, it's called Mishnayos Mastery, of like these sugyas. Maybe, you know, like if I have patience to like write them up again, you know. Write them, like, edit up. No, I'm saying like edit it.
You take Josh's notes.
Take my own notes. But what are some issues with the Tzuras HaPesach? There are three issues. The first is lavud. The first is lavud. Anything less than three tefachim from something else is considered filled in. You have a mechitza tluya eitan. A mechitza tluya. When a mechitza doesn't go all the way down to the ground, that's a mechitza tluya. It's hanging. We paskin, it's not acceptable.
More than three tefachim.
I can tell you where he's going.
Right. When it doesn't go all the way down to the ground, right. And it's more than three tefachim, we paskin, it's not acceptable. Need a former captain, you know, to save me, Baruch Hashem. There's a machlokas, the Chasim Sofer says, Bekiyas Gedeim. A goat can fit under the wall. A goat, Gedi, a goat can fit under the wall. A
baby goat, an adult goat?
A goat, no. They're not like, you know, machalik. And the Chazanish says it's no good because it's Allah Moshe Misina. He just said because love it is Allah Moshe Misina. The Gemara in Sukkah in the first parak, which I know you did recently, it's no good because it's Allah Moshe Misina. That's the first issue with the Tzuras HaPesach. The second issue is the Tzuras HaPesach min atzad. A Tzuras HaPesach min atzad. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Hei Amud Aleph tells us the telephone or electric cables or wires are not positioned directly on top of the poles. This is when you see rabbis checking in camp, in communities, this is what they're looking for. You need it to be positioned directly on top of the poles, otherwise you have a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad. Right? So they're not positioned directly on top of the poles. That's exactly why you have the problem. But it's rather secured to the sides. The door frame is on the side, and that's puzzle. The door frame on the side is puzzle.
We learned that from Rabbi Jackson when we did the airborne cantina.
Very good. Very good. The Riff and the Rambam says the following will totally mess up an Eruv. What's called a pirza b'keren zavis, an opening in a corner. You never want an opening in a corner. It's no good. And it's equated with the Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad in terms of how bad it is. It doesn't look like a doorway. There's also another issue. We're learning a lot of concepts tonight. Yeah. There's also the issue of tachov with a tuf. Tuf, chet, vav, bet. Tachov, where the pole or string protrudes into the lechi. It's not aligned properly, so it protrudes into the lechi. The Mishnah Berurah's Machmir says that's no good. The Chazon Ish, on the other hand, is mekil. That's also the issue of must the telephone poles be made to serve as a Tzuras HaPesach. A discussion of, here we go, lechi ha'omed me'elav. And you're like, why did Rav Dovi say, here we go, we paskin like Abaye, one of six cases in Shas. Lucky, this is why, here we go, Yal Kigam, like I spoke about in Chachmei Lublin, Yal Kigam. I spoke about the first of the six cases of Yal Kigam, Yir Shlomidas. Machlokas Abaye Rava. Lechi ha'omed me'elav. Thank you, Captain, thank you. We paskin like Abaye. The Gemara and Erevin das Tesuav Menalev. Because he's always repeating for people, that's why. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tesvav Min Aleph. He has the Rebbe's notes down, you know, like chlor. Wow. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tesvav Min Aleph. And Abaye says it's acceptable. It's one of the Yalkigams. It's acceptable. Halach L'maisa, it's one. Now I'll turn to the other captain. It's acceptable. If the Tzuras HaPesach is Omeid Me'elav, if the Tzuras HaPesach is Omeid Me'elav, but it's built by the telephone company, so you might say it's not okay. It's allowed to be built by the telephone company. People will talk about this in camps, in shuls, in, you know, in communities. It's allowed to be built by the telephone company. Hinani Muchan Mezuman, and we pass him that's okay. The third issue is a sagging wire.
Six ready.
We're still in the first topic, by the way.
No, my God.
The third issue is a sagging wire. A wire that's hanging down, that's sagging a little bit. A sagging wire. A sagging wire, Shua, is pusel. Why? For two different reasons. One is, it's not a kone, right? Gabe halechi. It's not set up like a real Tzuras HaPesach. It's not a crossbeam and a pole. Perfectly proportioned. And the second is, it's an issue of Erevin, where Erevin have the same halachos when they overlap with mezuzah, with Hilchos mezuzah. Erevin, the second issue why sagging wire is a problem, is mezuzah, where an archway, a kippah, a covering, is curving and might need a mezuzah. Right? It might need a mezuzah lahalacha if it's curving, but can't because it's considered sagging. It's drooping down. For a sagging Tzuras HaPesach, we are mekil. Unless it's sagging, Captain, below 10 tefachin. You also need what's called, this is true in Hilchos Mezuzah also, you also need Heker Tzir. Heker Tzir is very important. Heker Tzir, Tzadi Yud Reish, the way the door swings, the ability to fit a door there. And in mezuzah, that's what side you put the mezuzah door on, if you're not sure. If you're sure, great. But if you're not sure which way the door swings. And our second topic, which is towards the end of the shiur, this is not a large topic, that's Erev Chatzeros. Maybe we've heard the term, now we're going to learn about it for a couple of minutes. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, says the entire takana of Erevin is to enable us to carry, was established by Shlomo HaMelech Ubeis Dino and his Bezdin. Erevin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. This includes the Erev that the Bnei HaChatzer make with each other. Of course, who are we turning to next for a shita? The Rambam in Hilchos Erev in Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. But the reason why I separated it was because he speaks about two different points there. The Rambam says any chutzah that has many neighbors, each with his own house, it's a din Torah that all of them should be allowed to carry in the chutzah, and from the house to the chutzah, and vice versa. And the question is why? Why can they carry in the chutzah to the house and the house to the chutzah? Because the entire chatzir is one rishus hayachid. Very good. The entire chatzir, whoever said it, the entire chatzir is one rishus hayachid. So you're allowed to carry in all of it. But midivrei sofrim, our theme from the beginning of Shir, midivrei sofrim, the neighbors may not carry in the type of rishus hayachid that has a sectioned off residential area. Meaning individual residential areas, until all the neighbors make an Eruv on Eruv Shabbos, they are on Eruv Shabbos, they're not allowed to carry. They have to make an Eruv on Eruv Shabbos, Eruv Yontif, they're not allowed to carry. They're not allowed to carry Litzorech, they're not allowed to carry Shlo Litzorech on Yontif. That's Maseches Beitz, upcoming attractions. But why did Shlomo and his Bezdin institute this? What's the reason? Why did Shlomo and his Bezdin institute this? I'm going to tell you right now. Why did Shlomo and his Bezdin institute this? Shlomo and his Bezdin. So the answer is that people shouldn't make a mistake and say, people should not make a mistake and say, the same way it's mutter to carry from the chatzeros to public streets and marketplaces, and to bring items from there into the chatzer, so too it's mutter to be motzi something from the streets to the fields, and to bring them in from the field to the streets, thereby thinking that the markets and streets, since they're everyone's rishus, they must be considered like fields and deserts. No. They will make the mistake to think that the chatzer by itself is a rishus hayachid, which will lead them to incorrectly conclude, of course, that you may be motzi and machnis from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, which is ultimately, you know, the big isser. And finally, yeah.
Would there be a problem with saying that at all? Saying, what if, let's say there are four houses in one chatzer, can three of them forfeit their part of the property and give it to all one?
What's called a shitufei mavuos, yeah. Yeah, there's like a concept in that. That's a concept we did not speak about. It's a little beyond the topic, but yeah. There is a concept in the Mishnah, it's called Shitufei Mavuos, and that's roughly what that is. A couple of minor differences, that's roughly what it is. Shkayach, Bar Shekivanta to that topic. And finally, what is this Erev exactly? Like, let's just define this and close strong. The Rambam, in Hilchos Erev, in Perak Aleph, Halacha Vav, tells us what this Erev is exactly. Let's define it. We aim for clarity. All the Bnei HaChatzer, together with the same food that they put somewhere on Erev Shabbos, do this, right? That all the Bnei HaChatzer join together with the same food and they put it somewhere in the Chatzer on Erev Shabbos. Meaning, they're all considered as one living unit. That's kind of what you were asking, okay? But there is a concept called Shitufei Mavuos. They're all considered as one living unit with one food and we're all one Rishus. In this way, no one will make the mistake to think that it's mutter to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. You can't possibly make that mistake if you're conjoining together as one Rishus. We can infer from this that even though Mida Oraisa, there is no Isser to be motzi something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid near it, nevertheless, Shlomo HaMelech, right, there's no Isser to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid near it, nevertheless, Shlomo HaMelech was mesaken that it's usher to be motzi an item, lest someone make a mistake and think that the same way it's mutter to be motzi an item from Rishus HaYachid to a chatzer, so too it's mutter to be motzi from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim.